Everyone climbs on without asking its destination. I watch and feel the familiar heat rise in my gut. I have practiced catastrophe and they have replied with gratitude. I cannot carry both at once. I flee to the edge of the city, where heat stands vertical and righteous men boil in their certainties. There a plant is thrown up by the night like a kindly lie. Its shade is a second skin. Under it, I compose a psalm of small vindications. Morning ripens. Then a worm arrives, precise as all the scholars I know. It reads the plant to its root and leaves a punctuation mark in the dust. The sun puts its hand on my head and holds it there. An east wind unbuttons the day, but it feels ominous like a rape. I ask to be subtracted from the world with a clean stroke that ends a sum. The request goes nowhere. A voice moves through the light without disturbing it. Do you do well to burn? Do you do well to be particular about your grief when a city has learned to breathe more slowly? The question becomes a mirror, and in it, I am two men, one who wants the great fish to be a gallows, and one who wants the world to keep its breath. The two men argue until they laugh. This is how to understand my laughter, my jokes, my humor. You often think it's off-key somehow. Well, now you know. The voice says nothing more. The plant is gone. The shade remains for a moment like a memory of obedience, then folds into the heat. I walk back to the shore. The whale travels just under the surface, a continent that chooses its own maps. Sometimes it rises beneath a market and lifts the coins into a brief constellation. Sometimes it rises beneath a court and the scale tilts toward the side nobody weighed. Sometimes it rises beneath a nursery and the lullaby takes on the tone of geology. Sometimes it rises beneath me and the old room returns damp and absolute. I smell its lamp. I taste its alphabet of oils. I hear the ribs speak in a language made of doors. I think then of the sailors who threw me. They must tell the story as a caution against paying passage to prophets. They must say the storm addressed them by name and that a man tastes lighter than a cargo of resin. They must keep a small altar for a god who unknots ropes with wind. I bless them again. Here where no one sees, with the nod that is my only talent. The sea accepts the blessing and stores it with the others in its deep museum. Nineveh begins to live as if rescued, which is to say it forgets magnificently children chase a hoop of sun along the wall. A butcher hangs up his knives like a mobile of moons. The king allows his crown to tarnish a little in public. The animals relapse into appetite with an innocence that could legislate for nations. From a balcony, a woman pours water into a clay bowl, and for a heartbeat, the water decides to be a mirror. In it, I see the whale's eye, a planet with brain. It blinks. The city keeps breathing. At night, I compose a final prayer, not to be answered, but to be stored where answers ferment. Maybe drunk by then, I thank the deep for its patience, for the lamp that burned without witness, for the hymn that did not require my lips or cock. I forgive my anger because it is young. I ask to be used again, but only if the command is strange. A moth walks the rim of my bowl and looks like a scribe who forgot his ink. I sleep. In the morning, tar lies in curls on the beach like black fruit skins, nets glisten. dripping their square logic. A boy draws a whale in the wet sand with a stick, then adds a door to its side. He opens the door and walks in, his friends follow laughing. The tide comes and approves their architecture. I watch until the doorway fills with shine and erases itself, which is the sea's favorite craft. I whisper the burning word one last time. It is smaller now. It fits the mouth easily. It does not scorch. It tastes of her breath. Somewhere far off, beneath a country of reefs, the great creature tilts and rests its head on the pillar that holds up the horizon. It is listening to the city. It does not love us, which is our salvation. It loves the pressure of depths and the way light behaves when swallowed. It keeps the world mixed by moving slowly through it, a law without code. Sometimes I think the voice rides inside it, not as a rider, but as brain rides inside a season. When I think this, I'm not afraid. I'm only a man who has been inside a syllable and come out carrying its echo. Mimitha keeps breathing. The plant returns in another place, shading someone I will never meet. The worm studies other roots, a kind and necessary scholar. The wind grows ethical and then forgets. I stand with my feet in the skim of the tide and rehearse the distance between command and reply. It remains the length of a whale's throat. I accept this, I'll accept that salvation sometimes smells like a harbor after rain. I accept that refusal too is a kind of prayer, and that the answer is enormous and indifferent and full of runes.